If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is to greet you today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Last Sunday, March the 7th, we celebrated our 22nd anniversary here at Worth Baptist Church. You'll be glad to know that it was the greatest day in the history of our church. 1,079 people answered the roll call to study God's Word in the Sunday school last Sunday. The Lord saved 14 precious souls, and almost $16,000 came for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For these things we praise the Lord. And we wanted to share them with our many radio listeners that you might rejoice with us and thank the Lord for the goodness, the mercy, the love that He has shown toward us. Worth Baptist Church is in the midst of the greatest period of all its history. More people are being saved. More people are hearing the Word of God. More people are coming together to fellowship and worship than ever before in our history. And we praise the Lord for it. I trust today that if you do not have a church home, or if you're looking for a place where the Bible is taught, where the gospel is preached, and where God's people meet in fellowship of Christian love, that you will come and visit Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible. We believe the Bible to be the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is our only textbook. We believe the Bible has the answer to the baffling questions of your life. We invite you to bring the whole family and your friends and come and study God's Word with us at 10 o'clock in the Sunday School hour today. The motto of our Sunday School is this: teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Bring your family to the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11 o'clock, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. All of these services have been designed to meet your spiritual needs. Our training time and graded choir program is at 5:45. Our visitation ministries are Tuesday morning at 10 for our ladies, Tuesday evening at 7 for the entire church family, and then our midweek services, the staff meetings at 6:45 on Wednesday, and the midweek services on Wednesday night at 7:30. We'd be happy to have you in any or all of these services during these days of opportunity. We're looking forward to Easter Sunday on April the 18th. This will be an outstanding day with us, and we'll have more complete announcements in the days ahead concerning our schedule of services on Easter Sunday, April the 18th. And then we're looking forward to our summer emphasis, because summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church. All through the days of the summer, we emphasize spiritual renewal, spiritual revival. Also in the summer, we have our God and Country Day, and this year on July 4th, Sunday, July 4th, our bicentennial God and Country Day. We are praying that 1976, the bicentennial year, the year that our nation celebrates its 200th birthday, will be a year of revival in America. We are going to call on people all over the nation to join with us in prayer that this will be America's year of revival. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we've designated the entire year as a year of harvest, and God is saving souls and adding to our number week after week. Again, if you are looking for a place today to worship the Lord, to study together God's Word in Sunday school and worship Him in the beauty of holiness, we invite you to visit with us at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. In the very near future, we're looking forward to the beginning of the construction of our new facilities on our beautiful 14-acre site adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School at Loop 820 and Campus Drive. We trust that you'll be in prayer with us as we move in that direction. In the meanwhile, right here at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we'll be looking for you at Worth Baptist Church today. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, What is Your Life? I shall read from the book of James, chapter 4, beginning at verse 13. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Wherever you are, let us pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee today for the gospel of Jesus Christ, for the old, old story that is ever new. We thank Thee for the power that is in the gospel of redeeming grace. We thank Thee for the opportunity over this radio station to voice the good news. We pray for our listeners today. We ask that the Holy Spirit might direct the message to their hearts. For those who know not Christ as their Savior, we pray that they would come to trust Him in this hour. For our sick and shut-in friends, our senior citizens, we pray that Thou wouldst bless them. Father, we thank Thee today for the refreshing rains of last week, and we ask now that Thou wouldst bless America, not only physically and materially, but more than all, we pray for a blessing spiritually for our nation, and we pray that this year would be the year of revival in America. May it be so, is our prayer, in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. And with thanksgiving, amen. And now in the book of James, chapter 4, at verse 13. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. I direct your attention back to verse 14. What is your life? Mr. Businessman, could I ask you, what is your life? Is it just the regular daily routine of 8 to 5 at the office? Mr. Professional Man, what is your life? Is your life one unending cycle of competition with your fellow professionals? Student, what is your life? Just going to class and studying hard every day? Housewife, what is your life? Mother, dad, what is your life? Young man, what is your life? Young lady, what is your life? What will your life be tomorrow? Where will you be 10 years from today? 100 years from now? Now you can answer these questions according to your own ideas and philosophy of life. But my friend, the best place to look for the answer is in the Book of God. The Bible has the answer. Someone once said, it's good to have books that discuss the great questions of life. And that is true. But my friend, it is far better to have the book that gives us the answers to the great questions of life. And the Bible is that book. I recommend you to look into the Bible today. I call it the Yellow Pages of a Divine Human Economy. It tells us who, it tells us what, it tells us where, it tells us when, it tells us how, it tells us why. The Bible answers all these questions. Now, I've entitled the message today, What is Your Life? I'm talking to you personally. Just pretend that you're the only one who is in the listening audience, and that this preacher is talking specifically, personally, directly to you. What is your life? Let me help you to answer that by looking into the Word of God. In the first place, your life is a gift from God. I read in Acts 17:25, He giveth life and breath to all. And in verse 27 of that chapter, we read, In Him we live and move and have our being. Your life is not a process of evolution. You have not come from a lower species to the plane of life that you're enjoying now. No. Your life is a creation of God. I read in Genesis 2:7, The Lord God formed man out of the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Your life is not the sum total of what you possess. Jesus said in Luke 12:15, A man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Your life is not one big party of eating, drinking, and making merry. Jesus said in Luke 12:23, that man's life is more than meat, and his body is more than clothes. Wherefore Jesus said, Take no thought what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, or wherewithal ye shall be clothed. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Your life is a sacred trust from God, and one day you must give an account of how you live your life on this earth. Let me give you God's word for it. In the book of Romans, chapter 14, at verses 11 and 12, the Apostle Paul writes, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. And then in 2 Corinthians 5:10, Paul writes, For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the things that we have done in our body, whether they be good or bad. And then in Hebrews 9:27 it is written, It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. After death, you have an appointment with death, and after that appointment, you have an appointment with God at the judgment. My friend, let's put it this way. You will either accept Jesus Christ today as your Savior, or you will meet Him tomorrow as your judge. What is your life? Let me answer that in the second place by saying, your life begins with Jesus Christ. Your life without Christ is empty, profitless, aimless, meaningless, and hopeless. You may accumulate all the wealth of Wall Street, but without Jesus Christ, your riches will become rags, and you will be reduced to nothing. You may reach the top rung of the social ladder, but without Jesus Christ, you will end up in the gutter of shame and disgrace. You may become religious by joining the church, or by being baptized, or by learning the catechisms, or by subscribing to some dogma of some religious order. But without Jesus Christ, your religion is vain, and you are lost, doomed, damned, destined to eternal separation from God in a lake of fire that burns forever. You may become the top executive in your company, but without Jesus Christ, you will lose everything. You may travel to the ends of the earth, but unless you journey by faith to Calvary and trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are lost forever. I read in John 14:6 where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. I read in Acts 4:12, Neither is there salvation in any other, For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It is written in the Word of God, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. It is further written in the Bible, there is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Paul declares, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. James says, lust, when it is conceived, bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. I read in the book of the Revelation, in John's writing, in Revelation chapter 20 at verse 12, John says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I ask you again, what is your life? What is your life? Let me answer that question in the third place by saying, your life determines your destiny. As a twig is bent, so the tree grows. And as a tree falls, so it lies. Now that's another way of saying, my friend, the way you live determines how you will die. And how you die determines where you will spend eternity. Jesus gives us the truth of this matter when he tells us about two men who went out to build a house. One was wise, the other was foolish. Jesus said the wise man built his house upon a rock, and the rains fell, and the floods arose, and the winds blew, but the house stood because it was built upon a rock. Jesus said, the foolish man went out to build his house, and he built it upon sand. And the rains came, and the floods arose, and the winds blew against that house, and that house fell, and great was the fall of it because it was built on the sand. Let me ask you a heart-searching question today. What is the foundation upon which you are building? You are building on one of the other of the two foundations. If you're building on the sands of intellectualism, they will crumble. If you're building on the sands of church membership, it will fall. If you're building on the sands of philosophy and learning and science and good works, all of these are but to fall. If you're building on the sands of religion, that foundation will crumble. The only sure foundation upon which you can build your life and stand the storms of time is Jesus Christ, the solid rock. Determining your destiny is a very simple matter. Let me put it this way. In order for you to be lost, to die in your sins, and to go to hell, you don't have to do anything. You're already lost. The Bible says in John 3:18, he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. I repeat, in order to be lost, to die, to go to hell, you do not have to do anything. Just go on like you are, and you'll end up there. On the other hand, in order to be saved and to go to heaven, you must call upon God, confessing your sins. Paul put it this way in Romans chapter 10, at verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. My friend, it's that simple. Go on as you are, do nothing about your soul, die and go to hell without Christ, or repent of your sins, confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, and go to heaven. You and you alone can determine your destiny. I read in Isaiah 45:22, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and beside me there's none other." It is life for a look, and anyone can look. All you need do is look, and he who looks will never be sorry. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come, for all things are now ready. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are a heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The last great invitation of the Bible says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely." You can come as you are. You can come now. Come today. I read the story about a man's body being found in a cheap hotel room, a victim of suicide. In his hand was a note, and on it was written his last will and testament. And this is the way it read: "I leave to my dear wife a broken heart. I leave to my children a misspent life of shame and disgrace. I leave to my parents more sorrow than their hearts can bear in their old age. And I leave to God a poor lost soul that went to hell in spite of all he did to keep me from it." My friend, you are writing your will and your testament today. What will it be? What is your life? I have this footnote and I shall be through. In view of the uncertainty of your life, I bid you commit it to Jesus Christ right now. Will you do it? By your radio, pray the sinner's prayer. "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And something exciting and wonderful will happen to you right now. May the Lord bless you as you do it. We would like to hear from you by mail this week. Remember our mailing address: Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And we would like to greet you in our Sunday school hour at 10, our morning worship hour at 11, and our evening worship hour at 7 here at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.